a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my sprout.
This is Sterling Childcare, a local independent business near San Francisco in California. For the past 41 years, Muriel Sterling has cared for about a dozen children out of her home in a low-income neighborhood. Until last year, Sterling was paying her employees $9 an hour. Then she suddenly got word that the city was raising the legal minimum wage to $12.25.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was a joke. I wasn't too concerned because, that doesn't affect us.
The children Sterling cares for are poor. Their families get state assistance to pay for child care. But that state subsidy only comes out to about $4 or $5 an hour per child. Although local voters had approved the wage increase, there was no concurrent increase in that subsidy rate. So for Sterling's business, which was already struggling to pay for supplies, food, and bills for the house, paying her staff a higher wage wasn't possible. Instead, she had to lay people off, and she and her husband work even longer hours.
Family child care has no business in that arena with the other businesses, such as McDonald's or Macy's or Jack in the Box or whatever. We have no business being there, no business at all.
As the national movement for a $15 an hour minimum wage, also known as the Fight for 15, has grown, exploitation of low-paid workers by multinationals like McDonald's and KFC has been well documented. But in the world of child care, there is no rich corporation. The money for higher wages comes from parents, many of whom are already struggling to meet their monthly expenses.
These are challenges that I think are unique to the childcare industry that may not be, you know, there's not like a CEO that's making millions, right, that you can point to.
Bryn Siebert organizes childcare workers for the SEIU union in Chicago. It's been key in orchestrating the Fight for 15 campaign.
We have this dual crisis where childcare workers are making poverty wages. Yet childcare for parents who need it to go to work is extremely unaffordable.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, full-time care for an infant can cost the equivalent of 1,600 euros a month, sometimes more. That's more than rent, food, or health care for most families. Childcare has become the most expensive item in many families' budgets.
I did my best to anticipate it. Everybody told me babies are expensive.
Ryan Austin has a 2-year-old son. She recently had to start working an extra day in order to afford childcare.
We did what we could to save, and we ran through that savings pretty quickly. In the first year, we just kind of depleted that savings, and now, you know, we're doing what we can to make sure that he's taken care of.
The vast majority of lower income and middle income working families are just paying on their own. And what that means is that they stay destitute until their children get to school.
Kim Kruckle works with the Child Care Law Center in San Francisco. She says the only solution is greater public investment. There have been slivers of change. A few states are experimenting with free pre-kindergarten, and more private companies are providing paid time off to parents after the birth of a new baby. But that still leaves a huge gap between infancy and 4 or 5 years old, when government-provided school begins.
What if we were asking all parents to pay for public school? That's what childcare is right now. We're asking all the parents to pay to, you know, make sure their kids are happy and safe while they're working to support their families.
The issue is starting to appear in the presidential campaign. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has proposed tax credits that would limit child care costs to 10% of a family's income. She also wants to increase wages for child care workers so that they are equal to that of kindergarten teachers. For Radio France International, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Oakland, California.